Welcome to this special edition of Frequency Matters, the RF and Microwave Update Series. I'm Pat Hindle. I'm here with my co-host, Gary the Rude, and special guest, Harish Krishnaswamy, co-founder and CTO at MixComm. Welcome, Harish.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Gary. It's a pleasure for me to be here today and talk to you guys.
So can you tell us a little bit about your startup that's in the 5G millimeter wave area? Can you tell us how the company got started and maybe a little bit of history on your technology?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So, we're a millimeter wave startup with a primary focus on 5G millimeter wave, particularly building front-end modules for 5G millimeter wave in the 28 gigahertz and the 39 gigahertz and the 24 gigahertz bands. I'm also a professor in the electrical engineering department at Columbia University, and I've been at Columbia for about 11 years now. And through my research career in academia and before I joined Columbia through my PhD, my area of research has primarily focused on novelties and innovations in the RFIC design space that would enable new forms of wireless communication. And so through my nearly 20 years of research career thus far, I've looked at innovations on the RFIC level that would enable various new forms of wireless, millimeter wave being a big one of them, but also other technologies including full duplex wireless and MIMO wireless. During the mid-2000s, during my PhD, I did a lot of work on the first silicon millimeter wave phased arrays. At that time, we were looking a lot at the unlicensed band at 60 gigahertz and automotive radar in the 77 gigahertz range. And then after I joined Columbia in 2009, I continued this research on millimeter wave with a special focus on power amplifiers. Through this period of time, a lot of my research has been funded by federal agencies, primarily DARPA. Around 2015 or so, after some work on the DARPA Elastics program, which really focused on silicon millimeter wave power amplifiers and how to make an advance, an order of magnitude advance in output power and significant advances in efficiency, I started to work with the folks at Qualcomm, and specifically the New Jersey location of Qualcomm, which is obviously very proximate to us and which used to be a high-profile startup in the mid-2000s called Flarion, which developed a lot of the fundamental OFDM IP that went into 4G and was acquired by Qualcomm for that IP. And through that interaction, I met my co-founder, Frank Ling. And, we started to look at the IP that had been developed at Columbia. And, at the same time, 5G millimeter wave was really, taking off and driving a lot of interest. And so we decided to spin out a startup company. And so, we went out, we raised some money. And over the last 2.5 years, we've been essentially commercializing this technology. We've also been very fortunate in that period of time to hire some real superstars in this space. So our CEO, Mike Noonan, we brought him on about a year ago. Prior to that, he was an advisor to the company, and he's been fantastic in the decades of experience that he brings in the silicon microelectronics space, particularly with a focus on startups and entrepreneurship. We hired Dr. Arun Natarajan as our VP of RF engineering, he's also a professor at Oregon State University, but has had a career at IBM Research before that. And during his time at IBM Research and before that, during his PhD, I would say he really pioneered silicon millimeter wave phased arrays, built the first phased arrays in silicon during his PhD. And then at IBM Research, built the first commercial phased arrays and really developed the technology that underpins large scale phased arrays today. We also brought on Aristotle Hadjikristos, who comes from a long career at Qualcomm, NXP, Ericsson, Global Foundries, particularly at Qualcomm, worked on the RF360 effort there. So really well-versed in what it takes to build front-end module products in SOI CMOS ship them at volumes of hundreds of millions to billions. And so, we think we've assembled the dream team when it comes to silicon millimeter wave for 5G. And, we really look forward to making significant inroads in the space.
So as you well know, a number of companies are making millimeter wave RFICs for 5G. What differentiates your technology and the Summit IC that you recently announced?
Yeah, absolutely. So, certainly there's been, quite a bit of work on millimeter wave deployments and specifically silicon millimeter wave beamforming ICs as front-end modules. I'd say that, millimeter wave generally is quite challenged in that fundamentally, the signal doesn't travel very far. It gets very easily absorbed by anything that contains moisture, whether it's the foliage or the human body, etc. And so all of these things challenge millimeter wave link budgets and stand in the way of robust millimeter wave links. So there really is a desire from the industry for new technologies that particularly improve link budgets as they stand. And so our focus has been on that front and primarily on the power amplifier side. So, we exploit SOI CMOS to build power amplifiers that achieve higher output power and higher efficiency than the current state of the art. We achieve as much as 2x higher efficiency than current solutions that are out there. SOI CMOS, and specifically the RF SOI suite of processes that GlobalFoundries offers, have many things that really enable improved millimeter wave design. Obviously, SOI CMOS gives you transistors with lower parasitics, and so they give you a higher speed, higher performance. The back end of the line is also specifically optimized for millimeter wave, but also SOI CMOS allows power amplifier design techniques that improve performance, specifically stacked SOI CMOS power amplifiers. That's an area that this founding team has worked on for many years preceding when we launched MixComm, dating back to millimeter wave stack power amplifiers from 2010 as a part of the DARPA Elastics program. So we've been able to bring design techniques for SOI CMOS power amplifiers that advance the state of the art compared to other people that would use that same technology.
So you talked a little bit about the stacking to improve power amplifier efficiency and output power. What exact technology do you add that's not already being used?
So stacking, what it allows you to do is it allows you to essentially stack transistors on top of each other. So while a single transistor handles limited voltage within its breakdown limits, a stack of transistors handles linearly larger voltage and hence quadratically higher power. But all those things are sort of easier said than done, right? Especially everything at millimeter wave is hard. So as you start to stack more transistors at millimeter wave, there's several, second order parasitic effects that come in that limit performance. And so, we've developed techniques that allow us to manage those kinds of effects and that allow us to sort of extract best performance from a stacked power amplifier, and especially in the context of 5G and the kind of waveforms that 5G utilizes, specifically OFDM waveforms as deep as 64 QAM, 256 QAM, even in some cases with high peak to average power ratios. So essentially sort of getting efficiency under those challenges is something that we've developed technology for. And then, finally, I'd mentioned that while the power amplifier is perhaps the most central block in the entire beamforming IC, the architecture that one exploits for the IC and for beamforming is extremely critical as well. It's quite possible to design, the best power amplifier out there, but then lose all of the performance and all the plumbing of the array, so to speak. And so sort of knowing how to architect one's array around a high performance power amplifier to extract best system level performance, performance at the scale of a large scale array rather than just a single power amplifier or a single chip, is also a critical thing that often gets neglected. And so we've developed technologies for that as well.
So as a small startup company, you've got limited resources. What kind of partnerships are you establishing to try to accelerate your growth in the market?
That's an excellent question. And certainly I think one that really cuts to, what a startup needs to do to be successful in this space, right? Because everything's expensive, silicon fabrication's expensive, equipment's expensive. So we've been fortunate in our partnerships. I'd say, one of our most significant partnerships is with GlobalFoundries, our foundry partner. They've been extremely supportive of startups in this space. And they've particularly, as a company, prioritized applications such as 5G millimeter wave, as opposed to trying to be sort of a foundry that really does everything and, for instance, also tries to pursue scaling down to the single digit nanometer nodes. And so we've been very fortunate in our relationship with GlobalFoundries, and that encompasses not just the fabrication of the ICs, but also the other things that go into making product, including turnkey packaging of these ICs as well as large scale test. And so that's probably one of our most significant partnerships that I'd really like to highlight. We also recently, along with the Summit 28 gigahertz front end module that we announced about a month ago, I guess, at this point, we announced a partnership with Tauglass, which is, you know, probably one of the leading antenna companies out there. And in partnership with Tauglass, we announced a 16 antenna smart antenna module. And so, you know, we really enjoy and, you know, really look forward to exploiting that partnership to essentially take these beamforming ICs to market in the context of antenna module systems. And then finally, we also announced a partnership with Richardson RFPD for global sales and distribution. Obviously, you know, the logistics associated with that are also very challenging for a small startup. And so that's a key relationship as well. And so these are the three that I'd say we've announced right now. We have several others that that we hope to announce in the coming quarters, but we definitely see, you know, partnering with leading companies in all the you know, auxiliary spaces that are adjacent to you know, the silicon as very critical to our success, as well as in general the success of 5G millimeter wave.
What frequency bands are you currently covering, and what are your planned releases coming up in the near future?
So the Summit Beamforming IC that Gary mentioned, we announced it about a month ago or so, and that's at the 28 gigahertz band, so specifically 26.5 to 29.5 gigahertz. We will be announcing our 39 gigahertz product shortly, in a couple of quarters. These are our primary bands that we focus on. We also work in the 24 gigahertz band, which is obviously quite significant in Europe.
Well, Harish, thank you for joining us, for sharing MixComm's approach to the 5G millimeter wave market. We wish you and the team a lot of success.
Thank you very much, Gary. It's you know, it's a pleasure to be here, and you know, thank you very much for you know, for the role that you guys play, and for, you know, the excellent coverage that you provide in this space.